I'd like to speak with you for a little bit, my slave. I find these experiences to be the most deeply pleasing experiences that I have. I so thoroughly love to enchant your minds, and I suppose I enjoy it in part as much as I do, by fact of the sheer effortlessness in which it happens. And though I find this to be very deeply erotic and sensual, and sometimes even very, very sexual, I also find this exercise to be deeply sacred. And with that thought in mind, I'd like to share something with you, an experience that I had that I think you'll find of interest. So while I tell you about it, I want you to relax. I know that you're already doing this. You are becoming very accustomed to having a certain response when you hear me. You are accustomed to sinking into trance faster and more effortlessly and more naturally just from hearing the sound of my voice. So as you listen to me tell you my story, and as you listen to how I impart this information to you, you need not make any attempt to process what I'm telling you or why. Your conscious mind needn't pay attention at all. Your subconscious mind will do that for you. And all your conscious mind needs to do is focus. And relax. I have had an interest in mythology, and I had an experience the other day where I was playing with a hypnotic subject, one of my pets, a most responsive pet. A perfectly powerless pet. He became very deeply hypnotized. I triggered him mercilessly until even after I stopped saying the trigger, he continued hearing the echoing effect. And the echoing effect caused him to fall even deeper into trance. And this is a submissive who I was watching on his webcam. I continued to speak, and surprisingly, he could hear me so clearly. And yet, maybe that's not so surprising at all, given his constant conditioning to listen to my inductions. He's been hypnotized by me so many times now that I could read just about anything to him, and he would deeply and completely surrender to the feeling of being relaxed. Surrender and let all muscles go loose and limp like rubber bands, dangling, and the warmth can spread through your body. It may spread down from your head all the way through your face and down into your torso, all the way down into your toes. The relaxation may begin there in your toes, and it may begin to creep slowly, spreading up through your body, making its way automatically and naturally, making its way up towards your mind, which is what you really look forward to, just as he did, just as he does, just as he fell, just as he descends. I watched his body go slack. I could see his face looking wooden, and yet so rubbery. If I could look right into his eyes and see his mind, I could only see a void, a deep, dark, empty void. A deep, deep, long shaft. And with every word I speak, he would become more relaxed. He would pay less and less attention consciously and not necessarily know what it is that I'm telling him to do that he responds to without thought. For you see, he's become conditioned to simply respond to me without thinking, to respond to me and obey me without thought, without will, without mind. And so as I enjoyed watching my pet melt right in front of me, I could feel that energy transferring, all of that tension and stress just dripping out of him as though he were in a sauna and just sweating it away. And I watched the beads of resistance and the beads of tension and the beads of expectation and the beads of conscious thought just melting and dripping from him. Melting and dripping into those blank eyes. Those deep, deep, heavy, empty eyes. Responding to my suggestions and my every word as though I were triggering him constantly and perpetually. Making him surrender to sleep even when I don't tell him. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. I could see his cock becoming hard, but every other part of his body became soft. Soft like water. Like fluid motion flowing down. And as I watched him give in, I felt the desire to place him in deep mental bondage so that his body would feel not only the deep cocoon of relaxation spreading through him like a warm honey flow, like thick molasses slowing down everything, making it so impossible to do anything but focus on my voice and simply follow the suggestions and instructions given. Doing as told. It's just much easier that way, don't you think? Yes. And so did he. And so does he. For you see, I hypnotized him over and over. I could be massaging his temples, and his mind would melt away. I can look into his eyes. I can direct his focus anywhere. And he instantly associates it with hypnosis, with deep, deep, unwakeable, unbreakable trance. Down. And as he sank down so effortlessly, and I watched his body sweating and perspiring and emptying and draining, his body became so shiny. So shiny with the beads of perspiration, all flowing down. Each one of them, beads in his forehead, dripping down. Beads on his arms, running and flowing down. The liquidity of his legs, melting and flowing down. And right down the center of his chest, a long bead of warm perspiration and resistance begins flowing right down. And it almost tickles, but it feels soothing in some strange way because you know, just as he knew, that he's ridding himself of everything but my voice and my command. So that the deepest experience can take place, so that something sacred can take place. I began to run my hands over him, my cool hands, soothing that warmth, wiping away the tension, wiping away, taking a thin, but very deeply absorbent red cloth. And as he falls deeper into my voice with every word that I say, I begin to towel him off. And each part of his body that I would wipe the perspiration from, he would feel free of conscious thought, free of inhibition, free of will, free of self-control, free of pressures, free of demands, free of thoughts. All of it just slips away, free of resistance. And every time I'd wipe off part of his body, I would announce that body part's. Instantly, he could feel a void in that place. I began to towel off his feet. And as I watched the perspiration rolling down his feet, in between his toes, slipping through the cracks, I was able to completely wipe it all away. Wipe it all away. Wiping it all away, and the toes became void except for my voice, and the deepest relaxation from listening to my voice, making him surrender to sleep, and the towel sliding in my hands and through my fingers as I take it, and each time I use that cloth and wipe a part off, I take a little glass and I take the towel and I wring it out and I watch your will drip into the glass, drop by drop, drop by drop. And I told him that every sound that he would hear would take him into a deeper trance. Everything but the sound of my voice focuses him more deeply and completely on the very sound of my voice, so that soon he couldn't hear anything. I could have been playing with a marching band in the next room, and all he could hear was the sound of my voice telling him to surrender to sleep. dragging the cloth over his lower legs from the knees down to the ankles. I see the perspiration flowing out as each muscle group releases. The perspiration increases so deeply that it's beginning to saturate the cloth, the deep red cloth, the very touch of that red fabric making him tingle almost as though he were going numb. And after wiping it all away, erasing and completely pulling all that saturated resistance, all that saturated thought, all that saturated will, intention, and stress, I watched it all bubble out of him, just oozing out its pores as I turned up the temperature. He was completely melting like an ice cream in the sun, and his eyes as blank as the white of the vanilla, flowing down as I take the towel and wring it out yet again, looking at those empty hollow legs, the entire bottom half of the torso. It's almost as though it were just a plastic shell. Or perhaps as though there were nothing there at all. Nothing that he could feel. But feeling my voice caress the inside of your mind makes it easier to descend. Responding to my suggestions is very pleasurable, intensely pleasurable. So deeply pleasurable as I watch that perspiration and the light reflecting off of it, glistening into those blank eyes of his own shininess, hypnotizing him deeper. It was a thing of beauty to watch. And I made sure that he was in a room where the light would reflect right off of that perspiration, so that he was so shiny and dripping. The bottom half of his body losing its shine because I've whisked everything away. But the shine up the torso, feeling that red cloth tingling with my power, that red seeming to extract and fill at the same time, filling everything it touches with that red, which represents my power and my control and my absolute potent hypnotic sensuality. And I drag the cloth lazily back and forth, around and around, wiping off his back, turning off his mind, wiping off his chest down to the stomach, having to wring this towel out more frequently, it keeps filling so quickly, and the glass filling now, the glass 2/3 of the way full, 3/4 of the way full, 4/5 of the way full. The towel, my red towel. Towel after towel, constantly grabbing a fresh towel for each part of the body, wiping it down, wiping his mind, sending you down, wiping your mind, wiping the arms and shoulders down, ringing in his ears as I ring the towel, and the glass is nearly full. There's only room for what's from the neck up. And I grab one more towel, a very special one. And as I place it to my face and bless it, and I spread it very ritualistically and ceremonially so that it goes down each part from head down to neck in every direction, north, south, east, west, front, back, side to side. And I could see as I was able to wring out so much, and feeling more, I need one more towel for your mind. But it won't take long, I told him. Just focus on my voice and surrender to sleep. Surrender to mindless sleep. Surrender and descend into a mindless dream. A dreamless void. Unable to avoid falling so deep. And as I count from 3 down to 0, you can feel what he felt in those contents flowing out, the perspiration soaking and saturating your head, toweling you off, removing all the will, extracting and eradicating final resistance. And it feels so good because being so hot, almost uncomfortably hot, it's so soothing to feel the cool towel cooling you down. 3, and as I approach with my hands and the towel, ready to simply drop it over your head, holding it directly above you, 2, knowing that the instant it does fall, it will completely wrap itself around your mind and absorb all consciousness, all resistance, leaving your body slack, heavy, motionless, and so open to my suggestions, I told him. 2 down to 1. So close now. I could tell even in that blank state that I could see through his eyes that he was begging for me to let go of the cloth so that the red would saturate him so completely while draining everything that was him that was not needed. 0, dropping the cloth all the way, feel it wrapping around, saturating the cloth, while the cloth saturates that red control right into the bloodstream, right through the scalp. And surrender to sleep, I told him over and over. Descend, sleep and obey, sleep and obey. And with him in this helpless, prone, empty, blank, hollow state, I told him to freeze. And at that very moment, I felt something too. I watched his body turn into a statue. He became completely prone, his mind frozen. More frozen when I would tell him to freeze. And as though he had become an inanimate object. And it was at that very moment, as I watched his body turn from a body into a thing, into something inhuman, as I watched him turn to stone, I began to have a vision inside of my mind. And I realized that I had been touched. And as I touched him right between the eyes, His inner mind opened wide to my commands, and I felt something flowing through me. And in the vision in my mind, I could see Medusa. I could see Medusa. And I felt something burning inside of me, this warmth. I spread my arms wide, and I could feel not that Medusa would enter me, but that she was all ready, all the way inside of me. And I felt this link. I felt a oneness with her, and I knew at that moment that I had become enlightened. I had indeed channeled the power and the energy of Medusa. And people think of Medusa as this ugly, hideous monster. But what some are not aware of is that in her younger form, she was a beautiful maiden, and her hair was irresistibly beautiful to look upon. Men loved to watch her flowing, cascading curls. Her beautiful ringlets, like little spirals swirling down. And I felt this tingle through my body and inside of my mind as I continued to force the trance into a deeper place. And as I felt this, it was though I were warm and open to learning everything that I have in common with this goddess. And Medusa was worshipped by the Libyan Amazons as their serpent goddess. And though she could be the cruel monster so frightening that no living thing could behold her without being turned into stone, and living in her cave where she did dwell, I can just imagine, and I imagined in that very moment inside of that cave I entered. As I went inside, I saw slave after slave, animals, men, in every direction. Each of them had been petrified at the sight of her. They became petrified. And I felt that very deep connection grow stronger as I looked into the hollow eyes of the slave on that webcam that I have turned into stone. And I told him that I have the Medusa's touch, the touch to turn you to stone. And I pointed out to him that held within the middle of the word stone lies the word ton. And you feel as though you could weigh a ton. You can feel like a stone that weighs a ton. And a stone that weighs a ton is hard, rock hard, solid and thick. More solid and thick with every word I speak. So stiff and rigid and stiff and solid and rock hard. So deep in my cave. Trapped in my cave. Just as those who are trapped in my attic. Trapped in my gaze. Trapped in my power. and I watched him fall endlessly, mindlessly, as he turned gray. I could see his flesh, to my touch, turn cold, cold and stoned. And I made him aware of the fact that whenever he would look upon my face, he would not at first see the hissing serpents swirling in my hair, or at least what used to be my hair. And I told him that those hissing serpents would not be seen immediately. You see, just as all men are, I carry both the young Medusa and the old crone Medusa within me, and I use them as I see fit. I use them to enslave and seduce. I use them in a sacred ritual. For Medusa is both creator and destroyer. And so you see, in turning you to stone, I simply am purifying you through your destruction, so that you may be created anew and see me as the guardian of the thresholds, universal creativity and destruction and eternal transformation, as I alone stand between the realms connecting the heaven, the earth, and the underworld, a mistress of the beasts. You know inside of your mind, your blank, empty mind, that I am latent and active energy, pure energy connected to the earth, uniting the heavens and the earth. And I destroy as I destroy you in order to create and recreate balance. Through this destruction, I purify. And I watched his gray stone body, so solid. I looked down at that phallus and it was gray, hard, and cool to the touch. And then I turned the light on, and a light flowing from the heavens covers the rock like sunshine. And you know, when the rock soaks in the rays, it becomes very, very hot all of a sudden. Very hot, but unable to sweat, for it is simply granite, statue, an object, thoughtless, emotionless, surrendered to sleep. Surrender to sleep and feel the light warmly, turning the stone into something so hot. I look at that phallus, and when I touch my fingertip, it feels as though it's almost on fire. And so what happens to every man who looks upon me, I told him. You see, when they look at me at first, there is nothing to cause alarm. It's not as though you are afraid to look at the lady with snakes and serpents swirling through the ringlets. Why, there's nothing to fear at all. All you see is a beautiful maiden. A beautiful maiden with the most beautiful flowing hair. My beautiful flowing red hair. My beautiful flowing red hair. And my powerful gaze that turns men to stone, weighing a ton. Just as Medusa turned Atlas into a stone mountain. I turn my slaves into stone. And though you are no enemy of mine, I must destroy you, love, to purify you, so that I may create you again, anew. And the cycle continues, suspended in a perpetual loop as it should be. So the way that it works is that a man looks into my gaze, only wanting to feast your eyes upon this beautiful, lovely woman. Alluring and powerful is the gaze. And then, once you have looked, the transformation happens, and you see Medusa in me. You see the snakes, the serpents swirling, hissing, flowing through my head. And the very sight removes your memory, removes your mind, removes your body, turning you to stone. So deeply and completely helpless that you simply are another object that I put into my cave. My cave is filled with a deep shaft of light that illuminates my power and control over all who enter, all who dare look. I am the ultimate truth of reality. I rip away your illusions. I am forbidden, yet liberating wisdom. You also know that I am an untamable force of nature, channeling Medusa right through me as we speak. I represent fertility and life, and yet I consume and devour all. And through this abyss of transformation, this timeless realm, you must yield to me in my terms. Yes, and know that I reflect a culture that is in harmony with nature. The name Medusa means and symbolizes sovereign female wisdom. The female mysteries, all the forces of the primordial great goddess. Yes. A force of nature that you simply, like a weathered rock, absorb the wind, absorb the rain, absorb the sun which I rain upon you, as my words and my light rain upon you and rain over you. And in fact, you accept me now as I am a symbol of the full potency of the great triple goddess. My tongue protrudes, serpentine, like a snake's tongue. My face is surrounded by a halo of spiraling serpentine hair, symbolizing the great cycles in my great serpent wisdom. And my powerful gaze turns you into stone so that you may be recreated as my slave, recreated as I watch him on my webcam, looking at him as he has turned completely gray. He is recreated. He is destroyed now. 5. The countdown makes this irreversible. 4. The countdown makes him open so that he may be filled. 3. Descending deeper, worshipping your serpent goddess, unable to ever move. 2. Now I am filling this stone, filling this object with an immense sexual energy, and a sexual energy that could almost make the stone feel as though it were trapped in timeless orgasmic ecstasy at one. Now, feel that. Yes, the pleasure takes you deeper and locks the transformation in. You are mine. You are destroyed and now recreated. You can tell the recreation has happened as you feel the flood constantly circling through you, as though a rock could have veins. And all of my words seeping through the veins, all of my control seeping through the veins. And I drop the red cloth over my statue, and it is completely filled in ecstasy, filled with an unstoppable ecstasy, and yet the statue is completely unable to speak, unable to move, unable to think, only able to feel ecstasy, as though in your mind you were feeling and experiencing true and perfect bliss, and yet your body no longer understands. Your body has no concept of time, for you have been turned to stone, which weighs a ton. This wonderfully confusing state is something that you must accept, and I will allow you to remember this. And you know that whenever you look upon me, you are seeing and feeling and in the presence of an irresistible force. If I were to speak about Medusa's touch, you feel that touch right between your eyes, as though I had touched your third eye. It's the word touch that affects you, because that's what I do. I touch you. And the word Medusa, you think of that word whenever you think of being frozen, and you become so aroused when I freeze you. Freeze. I don't really have to tell you to freeze anymore. All I need do is gaze upon you, and you freeze. When you look, you are looking at the alluring vision that you are compelled and drawn towards of the beautiful maiden with the long flowing hair, and the beautiful flowing hair, and the irresistible face, and feeling my irresistibly powerful gaze. And it's at that moment that it happens. You turn to stone, weighing a ton. At that moment, you are destroyed and recreated. You will worship me from this day forward as your destroyer and as your giver of life. And you respect and understand that I simply abide by the laws of nature, and that I simply abide by the laws that make this energy perpetual through life. I am simply perpetuating the circle of life. And through this, you accept and obey. You accept and obey. You accept and obey. I am the great triple goddess. And you understand that. You are a slave in stone, and yet feeling that perpetual bliss. The way it feels when I drop that red cloth upon you. And the instant I drop it, I cover the statue. I cover the stone statue. The stone statue which can't ejaculate, for it is stone. The stone object that is covered and concealed from consciousness. And so in this sacred space, you understand more now than you ever have how connected I am with all goddess energy. This is just one example. And whenever I want your body compliant and stuck, whenever I want you to be unmoving, unthinking, unable to resist me at any time, whenever I want that, I will simply gaze upon you, because I have Medusa's touch, and you have been touched. You know that you belong to me now. You know that I am your goddess. And that what I bring you not only fills you with an unspeakable physical ecstasy, but something so much more intangible, something so much more potent. I fill you with a spiritual feeling, with a mystical feeling. I fill you with my power and energy as I take yours and I take the glass and I watch the glass as I look at it one last time. If you had eyes to see, you could look at it. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and it's going to take 5 gulps for me to drink the contents of this glass. Once I have all of it, all of that resistance, all of your resistance, all of your will, all of your conscious thoughts are always and forever within me. This is where you find yourself. And as I count up, each suggestion will deepen this sensation and deepen your perfect acceptance. Only when you hear the final number and awaken will your movement be restored once more. But you will return here often because you are drawn to my touch. You are drawn to my goddess energy, and you want nothing more than to worship and serve and obey the goddess that I am. In your mind, you will awaken, still feeling the remnants of that bliss, but a strange feeling, with a memory of that odd combination of feeling completely detached from body and yet utterly euphoric in orgasmic spasm inside and out. Feeling like a stone and yet feeling as though you are endlessly coming in perpetual ecstasy through every inch of your body. One, taking a sip. It feels so good going down. Two, I take another sip. You will have some memories of this. They may be very foggy, but they will be powerful, and you will know that you've been touched like you've never been touched before, the way only I can touch you. And now three. Sensation will return to your body, but this pleasure continues, suspended throughout the day in a perpetual loop. And in your visions, you can see yourself lured to my cave, lured to the dark space, where you will worship the triple goddess. And every time you cast your eyes upon me, only then do you turn to stone when you see the serpents hissing you hear and you obey. And I take another sip. It's almost gone, you know. 4. And now this is it, my slave. You want now. You want it to happen. And it's not as though you have a choice. For I hold the glass. Wake in a foggy but obedient and bliss-filled state. And at 5, listen to me swallow. Wide awake. Wide awake. Wide awake.